Well, good morning. Welcome to Back to the Book broadcast. Evangelist Gene Voss with you this morning, bringing to you the Word of God from God's precious book. Back to the book, back to the Bible. Get back in the Word of God. And certainly we have a copy of it here today in front of us, the King James Bible, unapologetic and true and inerrant and ready to be preached and read and taught and studied and believed and understood. And thank God for that. God's good to us. Amen. Good to us. Have us a Bible before us today. We want to invite you to church this morning, making plans to be in the house of God today. Sunday school here at Mountain View begins at 10. And worship 10:45, back at 5 the evening, Wednesday at 7. So you come be with us throughout the day, and we'll enjoy seeing you in the house of God this morning. Appreciate His blessings, appreciate His mercy, everything that He's done for us. We're grateful for that today, and I pray that you would look to Him today for your needs and for your help in the time of need. Psalms 121 said, "I will look unto the hills, from whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth." And so there's a help available for every one that needs help today. For the sinner, there's salvation. For the saint, there's strength, and there's grace, and there's courage, and there's help, and there's intercession in the time of our need today. So you come, be in the house of God throughout the day, and I believe you'll enjoy church if you'll go to worship the Lord. I want to send it out to all the shut-ins, those that are not able to get out to be in the house of God. Now, if you're going other places, you ought to go to church. Amen. You can go to Walmart, you can go to church. And so we want to send it out to you that's not able to go. Be in the house of God. I know it's not like being there, but it's the next best thing that we can come before the microphone and try to help you be a blessing to your heart today. And so you pray for those that are shut in. Remember those that are unsaved. And you know somebody? I know folks that are lost, and we need to pray that God would bring conviction upon their heart and they'd realize their need of a Savior and witness to them about the saving grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so you let God have His way today throughout the broadcast and throughout the day in services. Every time that you can, be in the house of God. Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, as a matter of some is, and even so much the more, as you see the day approaching. And the day's coming, the day's approaching, the Lord's coming. Looking for the blessed hope, and the glorious appearing, the great God, and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. So you come, be in the services throughout the day. I want to go to the Lord in prayer. Pray for your needs this morning. Pray that God would help you as you look to Him for your strength and your help today. Father in heaven, as we bow in your presence, Lord, I want to thank you for this day, your blessings you've given us, Lord, for taking care of us and for your help in the times of our need, for your strength in the times of our weakness, for your salvation in the time we was lost. You sought us and called us and saved us by your grace. Thank you for that. And I bless every need in Radio Land this morning. God, touch every heart that needs help today as they look to you for strength and for grace and for help in the time of need. Touch the sinner this morning. Bring conviction, Lord, in the hearts of those that are unsaved. They might turn to the Savior this day before it's too late. Help our nation today to get right with you. Oh, God, speak to our country. Speak to our leaders of our land today. Speak to them. Draw them to yourself. Lord, put in front of them some way the gospel of Jesus Christ and the message of salvation. And Lord, look to you for direction. Have your will and way. We'll honor you for all you do in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right, we're going to have some songs this morning. Hope it'll be a blessing to your heart today. And so you listen as they sing.
Without guilt or pain, so oft abandoned by our transgression. possessions. If such a thing as grace exists, then grace was made for lives like this. There are no strangers, there are no outcasts, there are no orphans of God. So many fallen, but hallelujah, there are no orphans of God. Come unwanted and find affection. Come all ye weary, come and lay down your head. Come ye unworthy, you are my brother. If such a thing as grace exists, then grace was made for lives like this. There are no strangers, there are no outcasts, there are no orphans of God. So many fallen, but hallelujah, there are no orphans of God. So many fallen, but hallelujah, oh hallelujah, there are no strangers, there are no outcasts, there are no orphans of God. So many fallen, but hallelujah, there are no orphans of God. There are no orphans of God.
Amen. Amen. God don't have any orphans. Amen. We're no longer strangers and aliens from the commonwealth of promise. We're citizens of God, saved saints of God. Amen. God don't have any orphans. Praise God. I like that. Don't you? Hope that was a blessing to you. That's down in South Carolina, a meeting down there. Hope that was a blessing. Have another song now. Hope you enjoy it this morning.
The fire, it's getting hard to stand the heat, and even harder is the wondering, is God's hand still on me? It's lonely in the flame when you're counting days of pain. But the potter knows the clay, how much pressure it can take, how many times around the wheel, till there's submission to his will. He's planned a beautiful design. Too very long ago, and looking back I can see why, and that my God was within control. But on the hottest days I cried, oh Lord, isn't it about time? 'Cause the potter knows the clay and how much pressure it can take. How many times around the wheel till there's submission to his will. He's planned a beautiful design, but it'll take some fire and time. It's gonna be okay, 'cause the potter knows the clay. I just came through that fire not too very long ago, and looking back I can see why, and that my God was in control. But on the hottest days I cried, oh Lord, isn't it about time? But the potter knows the clay and how much pressure it can take. How many times around the wheel till there's submission to his to his will. He's planned a beautiful design, but it'll take some fire and time. It's gonna be okay, 'cause the potter knows the clay. He's planned a beautiful
Amen. I'm glad he knows. Amen. The potter knows the clay. Thank God for that. All right, John chapter 4 this morning. We're going to continue the thoughts for the message today from last Sunday. We tried to teach a little lesson on the, the man who changed everything, and that's what Jesus came to do. He came to change men's lives and women's lives and children's lives. And he's still doing that today. He did it in that day, and he's still doing it today. Here in John chapter 4, we began reading, of course. Not going to read it all again today, but we read about the woman, the Samaritan woman, and Jesus there at the well. And certainly her life was changed when she met the Savior. We talked about the woman, of course, last week, and the revelation of what she needed. When he revealed the need that was in her life. And, you know, that's amazing how that we don't recognize our need, and the Lord has to identify that. And that's what the Holy Ghost is for. He convicts us of our sins. And there's no salvation without conviction of the Holy Ghost and drawing to the Father and drawing to the Son through the Son. And there's no salvation without the Spirit of God. We're born of the Spirit. We're convicted by the Spirit. We're indwelt by the Spirit and when we're saved. And we're led by the Spirit after we're saved. And we'll be carried home with the Spirit when the rapture takes place. Only he that now layeth will let until he be taken out of the way. And one day we're leaving with him because he's living within us. And we're going when the Spirit of God goes. But here in the 28th verse, we find something we're going to continue. Now, the thoughts we have today from this, we find in verse 28, the Bible said, "The woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and saith to the men, 'Come see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ?' And then they went out of the city and came unto him." Now, look at these verses today. We'll to start here in verse 27. And we find the amazement in verse 27. The disciples had come back from town, and they came back to find an unusual happenstance there at the well. Here was Jesus talking with a Samaritan woman, one that they avoided, I'm sure, on the way to town and back. And they avoided the Samaritans. They didn't like to go into town. They went there simply because of necessity to find something to eat. And so they came back, and here the amazement, to their amazement, they found this woman talking with the Savior, talking with Jesus. And that so the Bible said that they marveled that he talked with the woman. What an amazing thing to see Jesus talking with a Samaritan woman. They weren't accustomed to that. They didn't do that. And their tradition and their culture was that they left the Samaritans alone. They didn't have anything to do with them. They would go around the city or whatever they needed to do. But the amazement they found here was that Jesus was talking with her. He was communing with this woman. Isn't it amazing how that a sinner today is approached by the Lord Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of God, approached by the Savior? And this woman came to the well just to get water, but she left with the well and left her water pot. And she left with a well of water springing up into everlasting life. And so the amazement of them, that isn't it amazing when you see a sinner talking with Jesus? Isn't it amazing to see an old sinner come down to the altar that you've given up on years ago? And you might have said there's no way that they'll ever come to the Lord. And the doubt that was in your mind about the salvation of that precious soul. But then one day, thank God through the Holy Ghost of God. Then one day they came and was talking with the Savior. They'd bowed an altar of prayer. They'd got down on their knees. Their heart had surrendered to the Savior. And they were talking with the Savior. Isn't that amazing this morning? Isn't that amazing? You know, there's a sinner out there, some here today you may have given up on. You may have avoided a long time. You may have not failed to do or to say anything to them. But I tell you, there'll come a day, if we'll persist in our prayer and persist in our witness, that one day that there'll be communion with a sinner and with the Lord. The amazing part of it is that one day somebody discovered you talking to the Savior, discovered you as you bowed before the Son of God, communing with the Savior and obtaining salvation that only comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. So the amazement was there in these verses here today, the amazement of it, the amazement that she was talking with the Savior. It amazed the disciples. Amen. It amazed the disciples. Anytime you're looking on an old sinner that you know is a sinner and needs a Savior, and they're steeped in sin. They're alien from the commonwealth of Israel. They're strangers from the covenants of promise. We're having no hope without God in the world. But you come up on that scene. They're talking with the Savior. And to realize that He's talking with them. There's communion in salvation. Amen. Between the sinner and the Savior. And that's exactly what was taking place here today in these verses. My, that's what makes it so rich when we see a picture of ourselves as we bowed before the Son of God and we commune with Him in salvation. Oh, the Bible said the amazement was there. Yet no man said to Him. There was no rebuke here. Drawing away from Him here. They didn't say a word to Him. They knew something was taking place. Listen, friend, you know when there's something holy going on, when a sinner comes before the Lord and they're speaking with Him and He's speaking with them. And so the amazement was there. Yet no man said, "What seekest thou? Or why talkest thou with her?" Nobody said to her, "What are you looking for? Are you trying to get something from Him?" No man said that. No man said to Him, "Why are you talking with her?" They just stood back in amazement. There was something holy about that communion there that day. That meeting place between the Lord and the sinner was an amazing thing to see. And all the blessings of it was, the amazing part of it is that any sinner can approach God through Jesus Christ. That's an amazing thing. The amazement was there. The change was taking place in the life of this woman when she needed a Savior. She needed the Lamb of God. He'd already revealed to her what she was and how she lived, and revealed unto her also who He was and what He came to do. And I'm telling you, there was a holy place right here at that well, at the curb of that old well. That Samaritan woman was there, holy communion with the Savior. He was talking to her. She was talking to Him. Oh, that amazing. Do you remember that day when you met the Savior? You remember that day when the Lamb of God revealed Himself unto you? Do you remember that day when Jesus made Himself known to you? And there was holy communion, and brother, nobody could say anything. It was just between you and God, between you and the Savior. And so there was business was done here. And this woman, it was between her. It was no business of the disciples. They might have met her on their way to town as she was coming out. Didn't say anything to her. But here Jesus had found communion with her. And she was communing with Him. There was something taking place that brought back in their memory the times when Jesus called them out and brought salvation to them. Oh, thank God for that this morning. Amen. And so here we find that communion, that amazement. And it was taking place. Then we find, secondly, in verse 28, the Bible said the woman that left her water pot. She left her water pot. Now listen, that was the most important part of her life. Without water, she was doomed. And the water pot helped the water from whom life came to her. She brought it back for nurture and for nourishment and for the everyday living that she had. And so the announcement here is made that she left her water pot. Why did she leave the water pot? She didn't need that any longer. She had the Savior. Amen. She had the Savior. Verse 29, and verse 28, the woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and saith to the men. There's an announcement being made here. Here we find that this woman was doing more than the apostles had done. And they went to town and came back without anybody. She went to town and came back with a crowd. Amen. Oh, praise God for that this morning. The announcement was made, "Come see a man. Come see a man that told me all things. Is not this the Christ?" She had a witness. Amen. She had a witness. She had the warning to those that was out there that was living the old lifestyle that she used to live in. She went back to the men. She was accustomed to the men coming to her, but she went to the men. She was empowered by the Spirit of God, by the Savior, to go talk to them that needed salvation. And she went and found them. She knew where to go. She knew. There's nobody knows better than a sinner where to find the sinners. Amen. There's no one knows any better than that. If you're going to find the sinners, you got to go where the sinners are. You got to knock on their door. And you got to talk to them. You got to witness to them. So she knew exactly what she did. The announcement was made. Come see a man that told me all things ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Come see a man. The world is waiting for somebody to come to them and say, come see a man that told me all things. Is not this the Christ? And come see what the Lord done for me. The change had taken place in her life. And the amazing part of it is how that this woman had changed everything in her life. What became important to her was a thing that she didn't used to recognize as important. Now the important thing was not to avoid the Savior, not to go around the Savior, not listen to, but the important thing to her was, come see a man that told me all things. Come listen to him. Come see him. Come listen to him. That was important to her. This morning, thank God for that. Well, there's the man who changed everything. He changed everything about her life and gave her the power to witness about his saving grace and the liberty she had to go. Amen. She just took off into town and said, come see her. Went to the sinners and said, come see a man. Come see a man. Come see what the Lord has done for me. Come see what the Lord has. The most powerful testimony that you can have to a sinner is to tell them what the Lord has done for you. Amen. Tell them what Jesus done for you in your life. Come see a man. Come see the one that changed me. Come see the one that let me have life and have it more abundantly. Come see the one that gave me hope in my hopelessness. Come see the one that gave me help in my helplessness. Come see the one that gave me life in my deadness. Come see the one that changed everything about me. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Come see a man. Come see a man. Come see a man. Come see a man. Tell the sinner today what God did in your life. And that's the most powerful witness that you can have to any sinner today. God bless you. Until next Sunday. Amen.